Hey guys, Curtis Jordan here, and welcome to the Music Matters podcast. Here we will discuss all things modern music industry and how you could push your music forward. Let's go. So guys, these are the facts. In the year 2020, global music revenues fell by 85%. That's 85%. Now that is something people are now terming the Great Reset. Now what does this mean for the independent artist? How does this benefit the independent artist, or how can it harm the independent artist? These are the things we need to discuss as we are now getting ready to go post-pandemic. I'm not sure if you noticed, but these major international labels have been very silent for the past year. And there's a reason for that. They are waiting on the opportune time to catapult their artists to the front of the line post-pandemic. And they are going to use all their resources to make that happen. What does that mean for the independent artists or the Caribbean diaspora? It means in order for us to stand out in the international market, we need to stand as tall. How can we do it? We don't have the resources like the international labels, but we have each other. And there is power in numbers. We need to stand together. Before we start talking about standing together to stand tall, we need to get down to the foundation of the thing. We need to get down to our industry relationships. The very heart of how high we can go is based on how strong those connections are right across all sectors of the industry. And I don't mean in terms of countries or even genres, but I mean person-to-person relationships. Let's talk about that. Today, we're going to talk about three stakeholders within the industry who you, as an artist, will more than likely interact with. We're going to talk about the artist manager, the producer, and the consumer. An artist manager is a person on your team that represents the interests of the artist, meaning they provide career guidance, personal, and even business guidance towards the artist being the very, very best that they can be. They're also the liaison between the team that connects the persons on the band and all the stakeholders within your circle to ensure that you have the best opportunity to go to the next level with your craft. One of the most common ways the relationships between artists and managers fall apart is when roles and expectations have not been defined from the very beginning. As the artist, the responsibility is yours to know exactly what you need and when you need it. You might be seeking a manager as per custom because you finished creating a great product and you're ready to take it to the world. But for some of you, you might be actually looking for a booking agent, which is two separate things. Next, let's talk about the music producer. This is the person that is responsible for the whole creative aspect of the studio recording process. This is the person that is coordinating the vocalists, musicians, audio engineers, just making sure that the music is ready for consumption. If I be honest, sometimes once a week I have to sit in as mediator between artists and their producers because of disagreements, which could have been avoided if from at the inception paperwork was laid down, that the law was laid down, and that the understanding as to what was going to happen in the track was laid down on paper. So artists, be professional from the inception. It's going to work out in the best interests of you as the artist and the producer, which reflects in great relationships all around. And finally for this episode, let's talk about the consumer. Those are the listeners. Gone are the days where you can have two personalities, one on stage and then one off stage. Because of the internet, it is no longer two planes, but now one. You need to be the same person on stage and off stage. And if you have a bad attitude off stage, you're snobbish off stage, you're very standoff, People might know your name because of your music and your talent, but when it comes down to fan and supporters' loyalty, that would be far from you. Fans support who they like. You need to become likable. Then how does one become likable? It's very simple. You have to show up as authentic, and you have to show up as a humble person. So much more could be said about these three areas, but that's it for this episode. But you can do me one favor. Think about your relationships between your managers, your producers, and your consumers. You might need to pick up the phone, make a few calls to mend a few relationships. Or maybe you need to go over to your Instagram or your Facebook page and possibly go live and share your heart, share your thoughts, share your vulnerabilities with the persons that are looking on. You would find that as people begin to consume what you are pouring out, they connect with your story and they start being loyal to your process. And that, my friend, will build your loyal fan base faster than any song release promo ever would. See you next week. Thanks so much for listening. This is your boy Curtis Jordan, recording artist, creator, and some refer to me as the music industry expert.